there's no fish coming out in the nets. And that's when the elder's like, I knew it. It's Godzilla. And
this one, yeah.
This one younger lady there, she's like, shut up, Gramps. You always say everything's Godzilla.
They're listing off all the things that Godzilla destroyed. Oh, Godzilla took a shit so big it broke my toilet. Oh, Godzilla. They're running a regular insurance scam, but, you know.
Godzilla wrote wide load on my butt.
Run, terrific. Run!
Atomic tuna, radioactive fallout, and Godzilla on top of it?
Yeah, now is the time to find your neighbors and split open their heads and feast on the innards.
Maybe they're like, hey, Godzilla's here. It's the end of days, baby. Let's go on the party boat.
And I'd probably do that. Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. Hide from the Independence?
Yeah, exactly.
Independence aliens. What are you going to do? You can't hide from them.
No, the Independence Day aliens are something else entirely because they mean business. Yeah. Godzilla, I just go inland a little bit.
Like, if some used car dealership in Wisconsin has, like, a big lizard standing up in an ad, they'll suddenly get an email from a Toho being like, that's our trademark, that's Godzilla, you can't use that. We own all likenesses to Godzilla.
Cease and desist before we sick Rodan on you.
Atomic breath.
Yeah.
Talk about halitosis over here.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
This guy's got the dragon breath for real.
In this movie, yeah, it looks like when Godzilla is using his atomic breath, like it's just like a big, like he just ate some Lindberger cheese, and it's just like a big cloud that's coming toward you. Like in a modern Godzilla movie.
The most dated cartoon reference possible.
It's like Mutt and Jeff just ate some Lindberger cheese. In this, it's like he just opens his mouth and like a cloud of steam comes out.
And he's vaping.
Dude. Godzilla is a millennial, actually.
Well, actually, if you pause and look really closely, it kind of looks like a guy in a rubber suit. So I think this footage is doctored.
What the hell?
Godzilla is a false flag. Clearly.
Godzilla did 9/11.
Pause. Take a look. See these people running? They're hired actors.
They're false flag actors. Mm-hmm. Like I told you. Here's a picture of Godzilla with the Clintons. They're demons.
The reason people know about Pulgasari is because of the insane backstory behind its creation. The director was kidnapped by Kim Jong-il and his North Korean security forces or something to make the movie.
Which sounds like the plot of like a South Park episode or something.
Yeah.
This is probably the first movie that we're covering by a director who was under duress, making it under duress.
Oh, man. Pulgasari jumps out of the crowd. He was waiting in the bleachers with a folding chair.
My God, it's Pulgasari!
He eats the sword that was about to chop off this guy's head.
The executioner tries to throw
his sword.
He tried to throw the barbed wire down, but Pulgasari ate it, and that just made him bigger.
Good eatins for those mountain folks.
Guerrilla warfare.
It's brutal. It's brutal!
He's being like, a helpful dude.
He's the Paul Bunyan of this group at this point. They're like, hey, Paul Bunyan, can you help us till this field? And he'll go over with Babe the Blue Ox and till the field. And in exchange, they'll like ice skate on his giant pancake with butter tied to their feet to make it all nice and buttery. <It's> like, they're probably doing that kind of thing for
I forgot that particular little tidbit of the Paul Bunyan myth.
Yeah, that's true.
The problem with Pulgasari, he's like that guy that you invite over to your place. And it's like, yeah, stay for the weekend. It's like, oh, cool if I crash here Monday too. I guess Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, he doesn't know when to leave. He overextends his welcome for sure. Like, maybe you want to go out and get a bite to eat in the middle of the day. You know, you got to be able to lock the house up. Yeah, but you ate all my house keys, you dick.
Can you at least feed the pets, Pulgasari? I don't know where you keep the cat food.
I don't want to be rude.
All right, you can stay.
You're here at the exact same place I left you when I went to work this morning.
Pulgasari's
so full.
Did you
do the... Oh, no, you ate the dishes.